looky here, looky here. Is it Santa's reindeer? Oh no, it's Amelia's weekly fish fry. Hi there, my friends, engineering compatriots. I'm Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. Now, let me take you back to the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress about a month ago. It's day two of the conference. I'm a little tired, putting that lightly, actually, working on my second cup of super strong hotel coffee, and here comes Philip Rare from Local Motors. My friends, I wake up immediately. He showed us a video of an autonomous car being 3D printed in a mere 24 hours. And if you're a frequent follower of Fish Fry, you will know that I put down the interview gauntlet to Local Motors. And, well, I am happy, happy, happy to report that my first guest today is none other than Local Motors CTO Dan Fox. Dan is here to introduce us to the variety of autonomous cars that Local Motors is producing, or printing, as the case may be, what their innovative co-creation platform is all about, and how you can get involved with their drone build. All right, let's go. Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. Thanks for having me.
So first off, Dan, tell my audience what Local Motors is all about.
Well, Local Motors is a technology company that designs, builds, and sells vehicles. It was founded on three primary principles. So the first is co-creation of engineering and industrial designs. Second is direct digital manufacturing, which includes large-scale 3D printing. And the third is all of this is done in local microfactories. So the idea is to reinvent the way automotive is done through three really interesting processes.
So Dan, at this year's MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress, I saw an incredibly cool video of a 3D printed autonomous car being built, or printed rather, in a mere 24 hours. So please tell my audience more about the 3D printed cars you guys produce and more about the micro manufacturing part of Local Motors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in 2014, we created the world's first 3D printed car at IMTS called the Strati. It was actually designed by a community member. We have a community of engineers that help support and co-creating around our vehicles. So the design was actually done by a community member, and we printed it at IMTS. We are currently working on making process improvements to that car, including right now it's a neighborhood electrical vehicle, but we are working on making a highway-ready version of that that actually goes through federal vehicle safety standards and is crash-tested.
I also saw a video about your 3D-printed car called Ollie. Tell my audience more about that one.
Yeah, Ollie is a very interesting project that we're working on. It's a 12-passenger, fully autonomous public transportation shuttle. You can Google it at O-L-L-I. Yeah, look for Ollie in Local Motors. What's really interesting, I mean, there's a lot of interesting aspects about it, but one interesting aspect is that it's integrated with IBM's Watson technology. And so the vehicle actually has cognitive capabilities. You can step inside the vehicle, speak to it, ask it questions, and Watson's artificial intelligence powers a communication technology that gives it cognition.
That is super cool. Okay, so Dan, let's talk more about the co-creation part of Local Motors. Some of my audience may even want to get involved with you guys. So how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a co-creation platform of about 58,000 engineers that contribute to our engineering projects. It's located at launchforth.io, F-O-R-T-H, launchforth.io. And we use the platform to give engineering challenges and design challenges to our community. One of the interesting things that we've figured out about this manufacturing process is that this process of co-creation around engineering, direct digital manufacturing, and local microfactories is a manufacturing innovation process or set of processes that have intrinsic value outside of automotive and vehicles. And so we've begun to actually use this process outside of, you know, our automotive industry, and we've applied it to other industries. So a couple years ago, we made a deal with General Electric, made a partnership with them around a company called First Build, and agreed to apply our manufacturing processes to their appliances division. And so First Build used our platform and our processes and started decreasing their time to market for appliances significantly. And based on the success of this partnership, we've begun to create other partnerships, both within GE and with other companies like Airbus.
So speaking of the co-creation part of Local Motors, you guys have a project called Zelator?
Well, it's actually the Zelator was born out of the Airbus Cargo Drone Challenge. So Airbus came to us and we engaged with Airbus on the creation, design and creation of a cargo drone. So the idea was to create a cargo drone. It's a 25-kilogram drone with a 3-kilogram payload. You know, the use case is delivering medical supplies to conflict regions or areas of humanitarian crisis where you might need medical supplies, but you might not want to send a pilot. And so we received over 400 different submissions for designs for this cargo drone. And the winning submission with the Zelator is currently under construction in one of our local microfactories.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. But before we go, let's do a little off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you live in Boulder, Colorado, which is famous for all sorts of fun outdoor activities. What kind of cool stuff do you do in Boulder outside of Local Motors?
Oh, man, I try to take advantage of the outdoors here as much as I can. Colorado is so beautiful and has so much to offer. In the winter, I take my boys snowboarding, and in the summer, I'm camping. In the fall and spring seasons, I do trail running. I really love Boulder. It's a beautiful place to be.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Dan. This was super cool.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it very much.
Next up, the road to certification. Yep, we're keeping this car theme rolling down the road. But not just cars here. My next guest is Jim McElroy from LDRA, and we're talking about what the road to certification is all about. What kind of safety and security critical training classes LDRA offers, and why LDRA offers their tool suite for the low, low price of free. Check it out. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so give my audience a quick recap. What is LDRA all about?
Okay, long story short is that we've been in business for over 40 years helping customers develop safe and secure critical applications. And we do that by providing tools and technologies to help them write high assurance software more quickly, more cost effectively. That's it in a nutshell. Plus, we provide, of course, a number of services behind the products, but we are mostly a product company.
A challenge that a lot of embedded engineers encounter is, how do we test our applications before our hardware is ready? But you guys have something called the Road to Certification solution, along with Arm's DS5 Development Studio. So tell me, what is this Road to Certification all about?
Well, actually, from our tool chain perspective, we've been helping customers get their applications certified for a number of years. We come from the critical embedded market. And really, in terms of the road to certification and the integration that we've done with DS5, we've provided a requirements through verification solution that enables them to trace from functional safety and security requirements into their design, development, and verification activities. So from our mutual customer base, Arm and LDRA, we are able to help our customers, again, more efficiently and effectively develop safety critical applications. So we can help them very early in the process analyze their code for potential safety problems or security vulnerabilities. And that's from a static analysis perspective. And then from that static analysis, we can also perform dynamic structural coverage analysis, looking at the code in detail and its runtime aspects. And of course, we help them automating the whole testing process, the generation of test vectors, the execution of those tests, and the recording of the results and reporting those results. So in a nutshell, we kind of have soup to nuts for the road to certification for our mutual customers.
So you guys offer a wide range of training opportunities. So tell me about what kind of trainings you offer and when the next classes will be.
We offer classes on a regular basis. The reality is that we do most of those classes on site, although we do offer them periodically at given locations. Those classes really are focused on a few different areas. At the highest level, I would talk more about the requirement side of things and the standards development. Of course, there are many markets that we work in, whether it's aerospace and defense, automotive, medical, rail transportation, energy. All these markets have different standards that they need to adhere to from a software development safety and security perspective. So we help our customers understand those standards, number one. That's part of our training classes that we do offer. And we help them with compliance. In a nutshell, we make sure that they can go throughout their software development lifecycle, develop the required artifacts that they may need to produce to the regulatory authorities. So we're making sure that they can comply with the standards that are out there in the industry pertaining to safety and security critical applications. That's one key area where we provide training. Of course, we provide training pertaining to our products that would be in the area of static analysis, understanding the quality of their code before it's been compiled and executable. We help people understand what it means to perform structural coverage analysis, as well as helping them through the automation process of generating test vectors and test harnesses for them. That's pretty much focused around our product lines. We run the full gamut from standards through the tool support, and again, it's very much focused on helping our customers be compliant with the standards and produce the artifacts that they need to throughout the software development lifecycle to the regulatory authorities.
So, Jim, I saw that you can try out the LDRA tool suite for free for 30 days. So how would my audience go about doing that, and what does it get them?
Oh, good question. Okay, very simply, they can just log into our website. They can register, very short registration process. And what it will give them access to is essentially the full tool suite. They can experiment with requirements traceability. They can experiment with static analysis, dynamic coverage analysis, unit integration testing. That testing can be done either on their host platform, on the Windows or Linux environment, if they're using one of those two, or actually they can run those tests down on target hardware with the support of our field applications engineering organization. So they have access to the full tool suite during that time frame, and of course our team is ready and willing to help them go through that trial period and make sure that they achieve the goals that they set out at the beginning.
Very cool. Well, Jim, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me once again. It is always a pleasure speaking with you.
Definitely. It was great. A lot of fun talking with you as well. And thank you for having me.
You can watch this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by checking out our on-demand section on eejournal.com, or even you can head on over to YouTube, keyword eejournal, and that'll take you right there. Hey, have you checked out eejournal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/eejournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at eejournaltfm. And if Google Plus is your thing, well, sure, you can join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It's chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of December 16th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.